You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's about that time on a Monday evening when we take a look at some personal finance, and we're taking a look at a very interesting survey, the Money Stress Tracker survey put together by DebtBusters that obviously suggests what we already know as South Africans, that we are all under a lot of pressure financially, but we're taking a look at how that pressure is negatively impacting us and what we can do about it. I'm joined on the line by the executive head at DebtBusters, Benay Sega, to take a look at this. Good evening, Benay. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about this Money Stress Tracker. It's the third report or third rendition of the report that you've put together, and it's quite an extensive report. Tell us what you look at and what you measure.
Thank you, Jimmy, for having me on the show. Always a pleasure. You are correct. This is the third installment. It's the third year we're doing it. We normally do it around June, July time. It's an online survey where we participants of our website get to vote. Essentially, an answer about 17 or 18 questions about their financial situation. And our starting point was that 3 years ago, we wanted to understand what, if any, financial stress, you know, what kind of impact does it have on other facets of life, particularly home life and work life and so on. And that was our starting point in designing the survey. And this year we had about 26,000 respondents, so it's quite wide. And we asked them the questions we mentioned. And essentially the main takeaways are that three quarters of the participants, 75% to be exact, they said they're experiencing some form of financial stress. This is up from 2022, but thankfully it's a bit down from last year, which was 78%. So that was pleasing to us. That was nice to see. Of the people who said they were experiencing financial stress, about 93% of them said that it's also impacting their home life, and 76% said it's impacting their work life, and 74% said it's impacting their health. One of the other main takeaways was the I would say, the vast difference between the financial stress levels between men and women. Women tend to juggle things a lot, and particularly in our South African context, they're running households, they're looking after the kids, they're looking after their parents in some cases, making sure everyone is well fed and well looked after and there's enough money. It's a lot to carry on top of a job. And I think men tend to compartmentalize these things from time to time. So they have a slightly different ability to deal with things at the different times. And as a result, women tend to carry a bit more of the burden. Those were some of the main things that we found in the survey, and there's a bit more.
But hey, when we look at the surveyed participants, is there sort of a trend around age? I mean, we know that it's become increasingly more difficult to get a job if you're a member of the youth in South Africa. Are we starting to see that weigh in on the stress and the considerations as well, to say that younger people might be seeing a bit more stress than the older people?
Yeah, definitely we see that. I would say, you know, there's big differences between those 35 and younger and those 55 and older. And of course, in between is the other population. And what we are seeing is our younger participants tend to be quite worried about running out of money before the end of the month. I mean, that was the number one reason for all age groups under the age of 35, 50% were worried about that, which is quite a large, which is consistent, as you said. If you look at our youth unemployment, unfortunately, it's hovering at more than 50%, at 54%. And, you know, it's quite a difficult situation. They also worry about what their peers are doing. So whereas on the older, for the older participants, there's less of a worry about what their peers are doing, what their peers may or may not have. I think perhaps, you know, some of the with aging comes a bit of wisdom and maybe caring a little bit less about those around us in the sense of, you know, trying to keep up. But at the same time, we saw that there was big differences with regards to how they are dealing with sort of money stress, what they're putting in place. For example, our younger participants were 54% more likely to do things, you know, take active steps, particularly, you know, trying to create a budget and stick to it and all of that, compared to those 55 and older. And on the other side, I think we found that with older participants, they were more looking for a trusted advisor who would hold their hand and spend the time and explain to them. So there are a lot of marked differences between age groups and also with income groups.
Binay, when we look at all these challenges that persist, obviously there are other external challenges like the load shedding we've been experiencing, like high interest rates and all of that. How do we best navigate all of these challenges? How do we position, whether you're young, old, whether you're male, female, all of the stats that you found in the survey, how do we position individuals to combat these stresses and to cope with these stresses?
Yeah, I think it's a very good question. And I think the answer is going to be very much reliant on where you are in life as an individual, you know, what's most important to you and what are you worried about. I think, but having said that, overwhelmingly, the top two reasons that popped out for us in all 3 years, in fact, of running the survey. Number one worry that people have is running out of money before the end of the month. And this is, of course, we're doing this interview on the 29th of July. So it's post-payday. I think most of us are probably feeling pretty good, at least for the next few days, until all the debit orders go off. And that's probably a different story. The second thing that people worry about is struggling to pay off the monthly debt repayments in full. And this is real. Between these two, they were head and shoulders above all the other reasons. Now, the ones you mentioned were far less, you know, in between the 15 to 25% range is the those are the worries. Inflation, interest rate increases, load shedding has come down a lot compared to last year. But to come back to the question, how do we actually deal with them? I think it's important for us to recognize, you know, firstly, that we are carrying some of these stresses and it's inherent and there's not much we can do about it in the sense that we will worry about finances, and to the extent that we feel confident that we're going to have a job tomorrow, we're going to have money coming in, then our stress levels go down. Now, a lot of our anxieties, particularly the three that I want to mention, inflation, interest rate increases, and load shedding, those three have improved significantly this year compared to a year ago. And our hope is that for all age groups that carries on, so we can have hopefully a more positive conversation, you know, in a year's time with the next installment that we will do. But I think it's important to recognize that these things do play a role in our lives. And I think for each one of our listeners to really think about, okay, how important are these things to you as an individual and what can you do about them? And I would encourage everyone to try to put in place mechanisms to deal with whatever you believe are the biggest stress factors in your life. It may be different than the three we mentioned. And try to make an active plan to deal with them. Often what we find is that, you know, consumers' response to money stress is very long on intent, Jimmy, but very short on action. And I would really encourage people to put in place action-oriented things, do something about it rather than just thinking about it. I think that's the best way to deal with it.
So you're certainly not alone out there with all of the stresses that we have to contend with. There are many, many stresses and they will all impact us in different ways. But put in place an action plan. Speak to some professionals if you need to do that. Get help wherever you need to get help. But don't leave it alone. Thanks so much for those insights, Binay. We'll leave it at that. That's Binay Sega, who is the executive head at Debt Busters, on their latest money stress tracker and how to contend and deal with the stress.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.